Just like the
Eastern,
just like the commercial said, but no beatbox.
We are here by the grace of God.
Yes.
How you feel today, brother?
I'm okay. It's rainy and miserable, and it's pretty crappy outside. But
I know.
I'm good.
We're supposed to really be. I was gonna say in the bed, but I ain't want nobody to get the wrong idea. We are not supposed to be doing anything together.
No. No, certainly not.
But it's definitely an in the bed type of day.
Yeah.
I know that you was driving down here this morning. Uh-huh. Woo, on 100 with all of this shit going on.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. This has been a very ratchet week.
How you feel? You feel energized? Did you have your iced tea this morning?
Yeah.
I got a
refill, too, for when I run out.
Yeah, oh, you ready? You sitting on ready.
Good. Well, you know we got home late last night, so.
Extremely late. Yeah. So, last night we went to... Wappinger Falls,
yeah.
Wappinger Falls, upstate New York. Anybody who's never heard of Wappinger Falls, we can thank Tawana Broly for putting that place on the map.
Yes,
everybody
yes.
Give Tawana Broly a
hand. I don't know if she ever deserves a hand, but okay.
Because nobody in hell would ever know where the hell Wappinger Falls would be if it wasn't for...
It's between Poughkeepsie and like West Point and Newburgh, so it's pretty close to Poughkeepsie.
Do you remember that story about Tawana Broly, sir?
I lived through it.
Because you were like, you're literally near
from the town where she was when she was supposed to be getting...
Oh, what town is that?
Newburgh.
I didn't know that she was from Newburgh.
She's from Wappinger's, but she was in Newburgh.
Oh.
When she was, that was why she came up with the cover story.
Okay.
So we all knew what...
That was a very, very deep story.
Yeah. She was the original. She was the original. Hers was pretty, that was crazy.
She's the original lying ass Tawana.
Damn.
She the one who put herself in a garbage bag, and then where did she find the dog shit to spread?
I don't know. And then she wrote KKK and charcoal on herself and everything.
Maybe that's where Jesse got the energy.
I don't know.
Dog
man.
Shit though.
Yeah, that's a
dog that's, shit.
That's what yo. She really went
dog shit.
You know what we always ask?
wait. Tell them about JF. What is stinker than dog shit? Tell me one. Listen.
Look. That had to be a hell of an ass whooping she was facing.
Honey.
That had to be a hell of an ass whooping. We said that for years.
Her mama was about to put her extension cord in some warm baby oil.
Yeah, there was a lot. Wow.
Warm.
That sounds like it's going to really hurt. That's some fucking.
Said, wait, hold on. Let me find some dope.
That's some fucking Iraqi prison camp shit you just came up with. Well, I'm glad you ain't my mother. My God.
No, she dipped it in some, what did Jesse say that they threw in his face?
Bleach.
It isn't bleached.
Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy. But yeah, we're up there. It's a nice spot. A nice little.
No, we had a good time. So yeah, the place is called the Vinyl Room.
The Vinyl Room, yeah.
And we was like, where's the stage? But actually, being that it was no stage and it's like an actual record store,
right.
I thought it was actually kind of dope.
Yeah, it is dope. It's like a bar and a record store had a baby.
Right, right.
It's pretty cool. Right. It's pretty cool, though. Yeah, it's a cool spot. He's done a nice job with it.
And the energy was, like, ridiculous.
I was telling Ace, there's a lot of, like, esoteric people who go to
I'm sorry.
They're just, they're knowledgeable the about the people they go
please?
See. Like when we go there with Robin Sinister or whatever, like they know their routines and sing the routines. Like they're that.
Oh yeah, they're passionate.
I mean, they were people. They said they requested songs that he hasn't done in ever.
Right. He was in there doing songs that he
dope.
Made before I was born.
It was a good show. Yeah.
Right. So
okay.
You know.
Before you were born.
But it was a good time.
Yeah, it was fun.
Day before that, I went to MC Peach's Martini Sip.
Really?
Yeah, honey. Listen. I came to the realization that
you're not a martini person.
No, I can't drink. I can't hang.
No.
Mm-mm.
Usually, I don't know how to put this politely, but usually martinis mean a good thing for me. Usually, you know, when Pam's sipping martinis, it's
you're going to get lucky.
Yeah, it always looks good. Like chocolate martinis and stuff, they go down easy. And
what else could it mean?
That's usually a good thing for me.
Oh, okay. So you like drink up?
Yeah, oh yeah.
All right, let's get into it. What do you want to start with? You want to start with a pet?
You want to start with whatever you want. Look,
you
want to
start with the pet?
Look, what does it say?
Let's start with the pet. Petty.
The pet. Okay.
Huh? R. Kelly.
Yep. Surviving lockup. R. Kelly.
All I got to say.
The sequel.
Got him.
Finally.
What you think? You think it's going to stick or what?
Because
don't forget. He skated.
I think this is a very different political climate. I think his stardom is a very different, just by comparison to the last time when he beat it. He doesn't have the money he had before. He doesn't have the stardom he could have never done that before. I think a lot of the luster is gone off of his, it couldn't possibly be him. I think everyone now expects him to be guilty. Last time they expected him to walk. I don't think it's going to be a good deal for R. Kelly. However, I think he's smart enough to have an ace in the hole, just to the point where...
What's the ace in the hole?
The witness might not show up again.
Oh, no, no, he's showing up this time.
You think so?
It's four. Mm-hmm. One out of three is showing up, honey.
I don't know, man.
Somebody's showing up.
You never know.
They're showing up, Jaya.
Maybe that's who gave him the video. Who knows? But what a mess. But he's really a piece of garbage, man. You know, I posted on social media, this is really indicative of a bigger problem. If these were white girls, he would have been in jail.
Oh, we know this.
50 years ago.
Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely. Well, for all who don't know, R. Kelly has been charged with 10 counts. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, sorry.
Okay.
R. Kelly has been charged with 10 counts of aggravated sexual abuse with underage girls between the ages of 13 through 16. There are four victims in total. Three of them are minors. Very important. Mm. Associated with this case. And basically what reignited this whole situation was a tape has resurfaced. A videotape. And on the tape, he is having sex with a 14-year-old girl, and on the tape, they're doing vaginal sex, oral sex, anal sex, and again, urination.
Yeah, he's into that pee thing. That wasn't just a one-shot deal for him. He really is into that pee thing. I know. I don't get it either.
What is all of this waste? It's disgusting. Oh, I can't wait till he get in there and somebody pee on him.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know if that's going to be... No one needed that imagery in their head.
Well,
but
listen,
thanks for conjuring that up. I appreciate that.
These charges are considered a Class 2 felony with a maximum sentence of 3 to 7 years per count.
Right.
So do the math.
30 to 70.
Correct.
So you like that, right?
It is very pretty good math student.
It was 3 times 10. It's not hard.
Yeah. I gave you a little credit for nothing.
Thank you.
So it's very possible that he can go to jail for the rest of his life. So Friday, he turned himself in.
Yes.
To a Chicago police station.
Actually. Busy day there.
Yeah.
That was a busy fucking week they had.
They had R. Kelly one day, and then they had Jussie the day before. And if you look at the mugshots, you will see that it's the same exact spot.
There's that one crack behind it. Yeah, it's hilarious. That's hilarious. R. Kelly looked a little more at ease with it.
You think so?
Yeah, I think his mugshot was like, the one thing that the internet has taught us, if you're going to get a mugshot just for future reference, smile. Because it's going to be all over the place. No. I had mugshots long before social media. But, like, I know somebody who got a mugshot.
Somebody.
This cat
always knows somebody.
But listen, it was a DUI.
Mm-hmm.
And it, like, really was a horrible mugshot. Mm-hmm. Like, he was stinking drunk.
So what should I do?
You got to look like it's a regular picture.
Oh, okay. Should I?
You have to. Otherwise, like, because if you put up the person's name
on
Google, that pops up first. Like
right.
And you want it to at least make it look like it's a LinkedIn picture, not a linked up. Do you get it? LinkedIn and linked up. That was actually funny. But yeah, your mugshot's not the first thing you want to pop up.
I hear you. All right. Well, thanks for the info. I'll keep that in my
But yeah,
my
smile cap. If you get arrested. That's key. And honestly, with your temper, you may want to keep that information just tucked in the back of your head. You never know who you're going to beat up and go to jail for.
Okay. All right. Facts. Yeah. All right. So Michael Avenatti, that's the attorney representing the main victim. When I say the main victim, that means that's the one that's on the tape.
Right.
Says that he's also going after R. Kelly's enablers.
Yeah, finally.
Correct.
But actually, he's going to stop going after anybody as soon as the payout comes. Frankly. As soon as that victim...
You're talking about the lawyer?
Yes. The lawyer is really just working for a payout for the other girl. I'm telling you, I would not be surprised if R. Kelly doesn't go to jail. I would not be surprised if he doesn't go to jail again.
He's going to jail.
We'll see. We said that last time. They had a video.
It's too many counts.
We'll see.
That's too many counts. All right.
Never say never.
Yeah, no, we'll see.
Never say never. I don't know. He pulled that last one out of his ass. He may do it again.
Well, listen. Okay, so when I say the enablers, I'm talking about the lawyers. I'm talking about the managers. I'm talking about the agents. And I'm talking about all that enabled him as he abused.
You know what job I wouldn't want? Housekeeper. Clean up all those pissy sheets. That's got to be disgusting in the house. Can you imagine?
All these people that he has been abusing over 25 years. This lawyer, Aventi. Alvin, I'm sorry. Thank you. Also claims that Kelly's 2008 trial, where he was found not guilty, was rigged with threats and payoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty accurate. He couldn't possibly think that, honestly, that this was going to last forever. I mean, come on.
He did. Of course he did.
Well, you know.
Listen, if he didn't think it was going to last forever, he would have stopped after the last one. It's in status quo. He almost stepped his game up.
No, he really does think he's untouchable.
Absolutely.
He really does.
The Pied Piper.
He ruined so many people's lives.
Yeah.
I mean, if you really think about it, I mean... I was going to say dozens, but it has to be more than that.
Yeah, dozens. Yeah, it's got to be 100 at least. I would think probably hundreds. Mm-hmm. But, you know.
It's sick, disgusting.
But he always paid his way out of it. He always talked his way out of it. And I'm telling you, don't be surprised if he does it again, Shay.
You know what really bothers me? When he was on that video clip saying that, you know, if y'all wanted me, y'all should have been.
Yeah.
You cocky with it.
Yeah, he is.
Like, you cocky with it.
Because,
music
listen.
Music already out there. Y'all don't got nothing on
him. He's
me
dealing with information we don't have. And that information is, one, the victims. The self-esteem and the lock that he has on them, brainwashed-wise.
Right.
He knows some are gonna testify, some are not. He chose his victims well. The second thing he knows is their sweet spot. If I give their parents $500,000, are they going to go away? Don't be surprised.
He don't got
if this
that
dude...
type of money no more, brother.
$500,000 not a lot for him.
He's not.
He don't have 80 million.
He's not randomly giving $500,000 to shut
jail.
Up people.
He will stay out of jail.
I don't think so.
$500,000 to stay out of jail? Of course he will.
That money's dwindling down, brother.
Right, but you know what?
He's not gonna just be dispersing.
But he's not dealing with people where $500,000 isn't a little bit of money. He might be able to get some of these for $150,000, $100,000. He chose his victims well.
You know what's whack too?
He's a great predator.
Those two young girls that's still in his custody.
Right.
You know that they was in the front row of the courtroom?
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. He knows how to pick them. He knows that he has their undying loyalty. Now, maybe this one went to a lawyer. Because first of all, if you're not looking for a payout, you don't go to the lawyer with the video. You go to district attorney. Why would you go to a lawyer? Because you're looking for a payout. This dude's going to beat the charges.
We'll see.
What? I'm telling
well,
you.
Listen, all I
he's
could say
pay him off.
Is that he could very well possibly beat the charge, that double jeopardy charge, the one where he paid off the original girl. Because we don't know if this is the original girl.
Apparently it isn't.
Now, if that charge got thrown out, then it's very possible that he can't get recharged.
But I don't know if double jeopardy applies if it's a different videotape.
That's what we. That's what.
You
I'm
see
saying.
What I'm saying?
Of
if it's
course.
A different videotape of him, no, with the girl. That's a different crime.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Even if it's
totally
the same
different.
Girl, mm-hmm. I don't think double jeopardy applies if it's the same girl in a different incident. Because you could punch somebody in the face and be found not guilty of it. You can't go the next day and punch him in the face again. That's a different crime.
Right.
So it may very well be the same girl. Very interesting stuff. But they held him without bail, by the way.
Oh, no, he had bail.
When?
$250,000.
You know what? Actually, that's not good.
But he
that's a very low bail.
$25,000.
No, that's a... Yeah, that's a very low bail. If it's only $250,000, you can always...
$250,000.
There's an old criminal trick. You can always
somebody
equate...
Somebody out there, Google that bail, please, so we can know.
If you can equate somebody's bail to how serious that they're going to get them.
Right.
Okay? $100,000 for Jussie, right. Basically, he's not going to go to jail.
No, that's $10,000.
$250,000 is not a huge bail for 10 facing 70 years. That means their case isn't very strong.
All right.
If they hold your ass in there with no bail or a ransom... You know, it's, oh, that's not a bail. That's a ransom. Then you could tell they may not have a great case against him. This might be all for show.
We'll see.
I'm hoping he goes to jail if he did it. $1 million is a little different.
Is he there? Did he bail himself out?
Giving away 500 grand, huh?
No, I'm saying, but it might not be 500 grand to these. See, he knows the marks to pick.
I'm just
You see
saying,
what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to go
I'm
to you.
All I'm saying is that it's dwindling down, baby.
I'm not going to go to you guys and be like, hey, let's rob a liquor store for $100. You understand? You're not going to do it with me. It'll probably take a little more.
A lot more.
But you could find somebody who will rob a liquor store with you for $100, and he knows the people to pick.
Right.
He picks great victims, man.
And then one more thing before we close out Ped. His lawyer, did you see when he made a statement and they were asking him all of these questions and, you know, what do you think about this? And is R. Kelly guilty of this and whatever? And he just said something that was very interesting to me. He said, my client is innocent of all charges.
Yeah, they all say that. But they all say that.
But that was a very, very strong statement.
Well, they have to
everything.
What's he going to say? He has to say that. And
but it's different wording that they use that he wouldn't just come out and say, my client is innocent of everything. I don't know.
Hey, that's what your lawyer's supposed to. What's he supposed to say? Well,
no, he's not supposed to say either way.
Yeah, sure he is. That's his job.
We will bring out the proper information to X, Y. I don't know. There was
they
something about
that
wording.
Everyone
that
says they're innocent. Everyone says they're innocent.
Anyway. It's very sad because the legacy is just officially destroyed.
Oh, it was pretty much destroyed.
It's destroyed. Anyway, speaking of destroyed legacies, let's just get right back into Lage.
Lage?
Lion-ass Jussie.
Oh, my God.
Lion-ass
Jussie.
I'm about tired of this after this today.
Yeah, I don't think...
Let's talk about it only if... Something big happens after this because right. Now it's draining.
Like if he gets beat up?
Everybody on the same page that Jussie is lying, right? Because believe me, I've been getting all type of emails and DMs and all of this and that telling me, wait a minute, I don't think he lying because XYZ. I mean, there's people out here that's really going hard still with Jussie and, you know, don't be trying to destroy him, and the word that I heard was condemn and all of this other stuff. Jussie lied. Are we on the same page, everybody in this room?
Yeah, I don't see, you know, even if you didn't think he lied, the real telling act was showing up to his cast and fellow workers and saying, I'm innocent and I'm sorry. Well, you're either innocent or you're sorry. You can't be both.
We all on the same page that Jussie sent the letter to himself.
Yeah.
We all on the same page. Oh, no. He sent the letter to himself. We all on the same page that the phone records were retrieved. And they have conversations of him going back and forth with the Nigerian brothers before the attack and after the attack. We're all on the same page that we have video of the two Nigerian brothers in the store purchasing the mask, purchasing the gloves, purchasing the noose. We on the same page with that, everybody?
What store can you get a MAGA hat, a rope? Bleach?
They didn't buy MAGA hats. The MAGA hat part was a lie.
Oh, so they never had any?
They never had the MAGA
really?
Hat. These is, I mean, those masks that cover your face or whatever.
Oh, the ski masks. Mm-hmm. Those are even hard to find, but I guess not in Chicago. Either.
Now, this is a new developing story that TMZ just put out saying that, wait a minute, Jussie did not pay these two $3,500 to perform this fake crime. He paid them $3,500 because of training. We just found out that that's not accurate.
Training?
So, yeah, training. Like, they were supposed to be.
Oh, personal training?
Personal training. Now, last time I remember,
yeah.
I don't think that anybody who's going to do a crime going to put specifically in the memo, this is for beating my ass.
Half ounce.
Right.
4 half ounce.
We all on the street, we all should be on the same page that Jussie lied. Now, let me just say this too, because y'all already know that last week I was extremely furious with Jussie because I really, really was trying my everything to believe Jussie.
Everyone felt very bad for him. Really. How about our president called him a racist? Yo!
Look.
He is not called David Duke. He is not called the people. He is not called the people who did anything in Charlottesville. The first person in his presidency he's called a racist is Jussie. He did his job for him. You know, actually, if you know, then now if you don't like Jussie, this is the time to beat his ass.
Well, let me just say
this. What's he gonna do? Go to police? Oh, I got beat up.
Number one, let me just say this. What Jussie did was dumb.
Very dumb, yes.
Number two, what Jussie did was super, super unnecessary. Because if you think of the motive was he did all of this because he was trying to increase his bag because he felt like he wasn't really getting paid enough.
They say that, but I actually think he was trying to move on from Empire period.
By I think the this way, was really the trippy transcendent. For all who don't know, Jussie was getting $65,000 an episode.
It's actually not a lot for TV.
Well, guess what? It's more than what the fuck I get.
Yeah, but $65,000 an
which
episode?
Means that when I hear that you're doing 19 episodes at $65,000 a pop and that's not enough for you, and I'm sitting up here and I'm struggling, I got a problem with that. I mean, I'm talking about just for a random, you know, struggling chick on the side. That don't make me feel better. You saying it's not a lot. You know, you're rich.
No.
You know what I'm saying? No, so you
relatively,
look at things differently.
Relatively. Look, if you get a baseball player for a bargain price of $5 million, that's not really a bargain price. But those dudes like on, that what's the show with the Big Bang Theory? Those dudes make like $2.5 million an episode. Some of them, $1.5 million, $2 million.
I mean,
and what do you think Tahari and they ain't get Tahari and Terrence Howard for $65,000?
Listen,
that's not a lot of money for TV.
All I'm saying is that when I hear that these are the reasons why you did that, I have a problem.
But let's really
with that.
Discuss what's not a lot of money, and okay. That's $3,500. $3,500. Yeah, I mean, you're gonna pay
that's
somebody.
True.
Yeah, no kidding.
$3,500 is not even enough for one of them Nigerian dudes to get to Nigeria.
No.
I mean, let's keep it funky. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
But anyway, I said all of that to say, with all of this dumb shit that has came about, I don't feel Jussie should go to prison.
No, he won't.
I don't, like, because in my opinion, that's a little harsh. Now, I will say that. There's certain people that absolutely, positively deserve to be in jail.
Like the Chicago cops who killed Laquan McDonald.
Absolutely.
They belong in jail.
Like Trump.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious.
No, criminals. Real criminals.
Yeah, like R. Kelly.
Right.
Like Bob Kraft.
Oh, easy. Let's not I don't think he deserves to go to jail either. But let's,
he probably doesn't deserve to go to jail. But I'm just saying.
Jussie's not going to go to jail. However, this is the second time he lied to the cops, you know. This isn't a first offense for him. He got pulled over once for DUI and said he was his brother.
I feel like, honestly, what's happening to him right now is that's his jail. It's punishment enough.
Yeah, I don't know who's going to hire him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, and then also a new development that happened this week was that he went straight from jail to Empire set.
Right.
And then he had everybody in the room and he apologized to everybody. And he was like, yo, I apologize for what I went through. I mean, I apologize what you guys are going through.
Right.
What I did, but I still keep my innocence.
Yeah.
Now, this
you can't be both. You can't be sorry and innocent. You can't, Shay.
JF, let me say this. Black people, yeah, I'm speaking for the race right now. We are the most forgiving race. out of all races, we forgive you when you do the dumbest shit ever.
Can I say something as a white person? Just to interrupt you before you go any further.
Not to cut you off.
Yo, you forgive white people way before you forgive black people.
That's probably factual. Yes.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
That's the truth. I think that's an ingrained thing through all these hundreds of years. Just being honest, just objectively.
Yeah.
You'll forgive Gucci. Before you forgive a guy who didn't have your sweet potato pie when he went there and had the money.
Oh, I'm not forgiving
or
him.
Or he burnt your
pie. Oh, I'm not forgiving him.
No, but do you see what I'm saying? I mean, just.
No, I do.
But I find that people forgive their peers a lot slower than they forgive people who they hold in a higher respect, higher regard.
Well, can I tell you about me? Because I feel like overall, I'm a forgiving person as well. And what Jussie did, I'm so mad at what he did. But I can't begin to forgive him until he admits what he did.
Yeah.
How you expect for everybody to just forget about it and us to keep moving if you're not even man enough to say, I fucked up.
Right.
That's the half of the problem. People is just determined and they strong and they wrong. Just be like, yo, I fucked up. We can move on from this.
Well, his lawyer's telling him not to do that yet. He has to have some leverage. He has
for
to have
what?
Some, they should just come to a 5-year probation.
Everything is already out there. There's nothing else to deny.
In the court of public opinion, he's fucked. He really is. No one believes him.
Listen, he's not going to work. They don't want him back at Empire.
Ever. They wrote him out of the last two episodes.
Taraji went straight to the executives and said, I'm not working with this motherfucker.
No.
Because he's a liar. You know why she... she didn't do that, but I'm just saying she did that. You know why? Because when he first came out with that story, everybody jumped to his bedside.
They look stupid.
Exactly.
They look stupid.
Exactly. And they feel that, you know, when you work with somebody every single day, you have a level of trust for them.
Right.
You feel like you consider them family.
Right.
And then how you going to keep that relationship going when you sitting directly across from a lying motherfucker?
Especially the cards that he invoked and the claims that he made.
Right.
I mean, they were bigger than just, hey, I got robbed and mugged. I mean, he took it to the next. Who puts a noose around their own neck?
I don't know. It was extreme.
I mean, that's some real...
But this is what I will say, and then we can move forward. Jussie, if he did something major, like, if, for example, if he technically could have really started a race war. He could have started a race war. If people were hurt, if, you know, people's lives were injured, by all means, you got to sit in that cell.
Right.
Luckily for him,
right,
nobody, you know, got involved and it wasn't a whole big super, you know, situation. For that reason, I don't feel that he should be in jail.
But as soon as they thought something was wrong, here come 15 detectives to go find the black guy, make sure the black guy was lying,
which was fucked up.
That was some bullshit in Chicago, too. That was some bullshit.
I just feel like he's going to be in jail enough. He's not going to be able to find much work.
He doesn't deserve it.
He disappointed. He disgraced black people. He disappointed.
He enabled Trump. Which is probably,
we don't need him getting riled up.
That's his most egregious thing, if you ask me. More than the lie and more than the fake report and taking the attention away from the cops. Because basically he just took him out of a donut shop for an hour or whatever.
Right.
But they weren't fucking doing anything anyway.
Right.
But him enabling Trump and his supporters with all, they all lie. Right. Those people lie.
Right.
You know that's what they're saying. You can't believe anything. Any of them, those liberal, lefty, gay blacks. You can't believe anything. Fuck that, man.
Yeah.
That's really what he fucked up with. But he doesn't deserve to go to jail.
No, I agree with that. So, like I said, he's going to already have a rough time out here as it is. But
who's going to
hire him? But I just want to say this. Just keep it funky.
He's going to be doing those plays with Christopher Williams. And
Stupid Fool. That's called the Chitlin' Circus.
Yeah, he's going to be doing those plays, man.
You're going to have a rough way to go. All I'm saying is that not as a man, not as a black man, none of that shit. Just as a person. Come out and just be like, yo,
you know, but this comes down really to him. He's a mixed dude. Dad was Jewish. He's been in movies his whole life. You know, he was in the Mighty Ducks. He was in the movie Bounce Roll Bounce, whatever it was, with
Bow Wow.
Bow Wow. So he hasn't really had a normal life, you know. And we kind of talked about, I talked with somebody who's actually the producer of the show this week about a basketball player who really didn't have a regular life and had no code of like when you get arrested for a rape, you don't say, oh, well, my teammate did it too.
Who are you talking about, JF?
Kobe did this.
Okay.
But Kobe did this, and it's like, but Kobe was like educated in Italy. His dad was an NBA star. He went to private school. This is along the same lines. There's certain things you do. A dude from the hood, Kevin Garnett is not doing what Kobe did.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? I'm gonna go in, I'm gonna invoke one of your favorite people. Tyrese ain't gonna do that.
My who?
Tyrese isn't even gonna do something like that. Bow Wow might.
Right, I hear you.
Because you know, there's different ways that you come up. But I think that he doesn't have the foundation from which to be one. He really thought he was smarter than everybody else.
Yes, he did.
He wrote a check.
He did not execute that properly.
No. Oh, I'm just going to put for training. They can never tie that back to me. Exactly. You're an idiot.
Right.
You are an idiot. Everything that you did is just proof that you're an idiot.
And another thing, y'all, stop hitting me with, yo, but not for nothing, but nobody ain't saying nothing when that swimmer lied. What was his name?
He was just on the show that you watched.
Big Brother. Listen, I know all of that. He a lying ass too. But yeah. All I'm saying is just, not as a black man or none of that, as a human being, it's okay to admit when you fucked up.
And they
up.
Did say
That's
it.
That's all I'm saying.
And they did say it, and he lost his sponsors, and he actually did get vilified for that. It was out of the country, so it was able to kick it under the rug a little bit. But he didn't say that liberals attacked me.
Listen.
He didn't say that they were wearing, you know, Bernie Sanders hats.
Right.
He didn't.
He's stupid.
No, but you see what I'm saying?
I do. I'm just saying, we're not discounting you. Like, we're not dating you.
Lockkey, right?
Craig Lockkey. That's his name. All I'm saying is that people are more relatable and we can understand the situation.
Right.
When you humanize yourself. And now, this don't got nothing to do with nothing, but I just thought about Wendy Williams when she's supposed to be coming back on the air in a couple of weeks or so. And everybody and their mother know the situation. When you come back and you sit in the chair and you move forward and you don't say nothing about what happened, that's a disconnect for me. I don't want to see that.
Right.
I want to appreciate. You owe me that. You owe me to tell me where you was all of this time. Just like Justin, you owe me the truth because I rode with you.
Right.
I just feel like as a viewer, as somebody who supports you, you owe that to the people and not to just, as you would say, push us under the rug like everybody else do.
Right.
I'm sick of that. Anyway, sorry.
Is Wendy coming back?
Yeah, she's supposed to come back March 4th.
And they said that her crew, the people don't want her to come back, right?
I don't know. I mean, it's very possible. All I'm saying is March 4th, if you don't sit in your seat.
And come clean.
And say what it is. I can't rock no more because I'm just, it's like, come on, yo.
We have a lot of issues with a lot of people.
No, because it's like, because none of us are perfect.
No, but
none of us are perfect.
Pretending you're perfect is probably the worst thing you can do.
That's the worst shit in the world. We all human. We all shit.
Yeah.
We all put our pants on one leg at a time. We all burp. We all fart. We all, it's like, come on, yo.
For the record, I'm perfect.
All right, now, are you going to talk about your boy, Robert Kraft?
First of all, that's not my boy. That is not my boy.
Are we going to talk about your boy, Robert Kraft?
Yeah, this is a problem.
Why is it a problem, sir?
Because he could have bought the strip mall.
I know that's right.
I don't understand. His problem's coming back to his frugality.
This is
That's his problem. He's so goddamn cheap, this all came back at him.
I know that word.
You don't need
it's
a glossary.
A lot of words you say.
You don't need a glossary for that one, huh?
I don't need one
You're
for
funny.
That.
You're funny. Yeah, his frugality is just like, this is what got him in trouble. What happened? In case people don't know.
He said, what? Okay, so Robert Kraft, owner of the New England Patriots.
Right.
Amongst other things, I'm certain.
Gillette.
Oh.
That's where he got his
dropping
money.
K today.
He got his money from Gillette.
Oh, okay. He's 77 years old. He's worth $6 billion.
Right.
Now, they didn't lie with his net worth.
Because you can actually quantify, like businessmen who own stock and own, you know, quantifiable assets. Yeah, they can actually do that.
So he was caught in a prostitution sting.
Yes.
This took place in Jupiter, Florida.
Just 1 second. There's two things a man never wants to hear said after his name getting caught. Getting caught masturbating.
Right.
And getting caught in a prostitution sting. I think they're
those
probably
are the two
worst things. You. Oh, wait. Well, I'll leave that alone.
All right.
But yeah, those are the two worst things you can get caught with.
You don't feel like a backlash this week.
Yeah, it was coming too. It was coming too. And you were going to get it in your DM, and I just left it alone.
Thank you.
But those two things that you don't want to get caught with. You don't want to get caught with your thing in your hand, and you don't want to get it caught soliciting a prostitute. Those are two things that are very hard to explain.
Okay.
Very difficult.
So this thing.
The third thing's hard too.
So stupid. But anyway, this took place in Jupiter, Florida. Now, for all who don't know, Jupiter, Florida is an extremely wealthy town.
Yes. All okay. of the golfers and listen.
Extremely.
I'm going to break it down for you. People live in Jupiter, Florida because it's very exclusive and inclusive. But everyone who has big money, and when I mean big money, I mean A-Rod money, Tiger Woods money, those people live in Jupiter because it's like that, and there's no income tax in Florida. There's no state income tax. So all of the golfers live there. Mm-hmm. All of the baseball players, they all have homes there. They all live there because they don't have to pay a state income tax.
Right.
No matter where you play, if you claim that as your domicile for more than 185 days a year, mm-hmm. you don't have to pay state income taxes. So that's what they do, and it's all in Jupiter, Florida. So keep going because this story gets better.
It gets better?
Yes, it does.
So clearly, Rob was being watched.
Mm-hmm.
And he was actually being watched for a very, very long time.
Well, the place was being watched.
And him too.
Yes.
I feel he was hanging out with the niggas a little bit too much.
Well, did you see the dance he did? You saw the dance he did with Cardi B, right?
Once you start out, twerking with Cardi B.
Cardi B, he was twerking.
Honey.
He had the big nameplate on that said champions. Like, he really...
Yeah, you gotta be more careful, Rob.
You
gotta be more careful.
Especially when you can afford to be.
So it was a massive sting operation. What they're doing is they're shipping Asian women mm-hmm. from other countries and forcing them into sex slavery.
Yes.
That's what they're doing. In different massage parlors across the state of Florida. They have at least 25 old men on camera paying cash and credit card for exchange of sex, and they have those acts on video as well. Now, isn't that disgusting?
Ah, he's so horny. Me, rough you long time. Let me ask you a question.
Speaking of deflating balls.
Yeah, there's a lot of... That's pretty funny. Yo, that was great. Deflategate, you ain't lying. Oh my God, man. But listen now. You know, it's not just the massage parlors. You know, I'm very close with a human trafficking expert.
He always has a friend. Do you know?
They're a human trafficking expert.
Okay.
And
you have friends like that?
And she told me.
She?
Yeah. That it's not just massage parlors.
Okay, what is it?
It's like nail salons. Mm. It's not just the sex trade. Mm. What they do is they get them here and they seize their paperwork. They might be here legally. They might be illegally. They give them a job and they take their paperwork. Mm. So it's like you can't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. You know, they have their green card or whatever. Or if they don't have paperwork, it's even worse. They're really holding, you know, they make them work it off. Almost you know, like slavery. True That's modern day human shame. Trafficking. But it's not just sex. It's not just a sex place. Like, when you get your nails done, if the, you know...
Well, this is like, you know, it's not a sex place. It's a spa.
Apparently, sex place.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, from the outside looking in, it's
ostensibly, right.
You know, what's the word that Lamar was in? Thank you. It's not like that.
Well, he was... In Lamar's defense, he was in a legal brothel in Nevada.
Correct.
So let's, you know...
It's legal there.
Smoking crack's not, but everything else he did was okay there.
Right.
The crack smoking and all that wasn't legal. But
all right. Well, anyway, they've been watching this go on, no lie, for like 9 months.
Yeah.
Just watching this, and what they also have on.
How much
video,
would they have to pay you to watch those surveillance videos?
Oh, I know you would do it with no problem.
Are you crazy? I'm not trying to see Robert Kraft.
That's the green emoji face.
Yeah, that's disgusting. Yeah, that's rough.
But anyway.
And they're Asian girls. I wouldn't watch it at all. Anyway.
But anyway, they have actual video of Rob Kraft himself.
Bow chicka bow bowing.
In the act.
Gangster.
Cops have been studying this pattern, and this is a very interesting fact. These dirty pervs, they participate in all types of sex except vaginal sex.
Really? That's why they go there. Why? I didn't know there were other types of sex besides vaginal. I've been married a long time.
Well.
So I, what else is there?
Bologna washes.
I wouldn't know about that.
You would have had to marry a white woman for that.
I think after a while.
He said, no.
I think after a while, it all stops.
But anyway.
Bologna
washes. So, like I said, it was all different forms, but none of it was vaginal. And all I know is this. Raw Kraft does not want those tapes out. He does not want those. Can you imagine how, it's not even embarrassing, but it's like.
It's not embarrassing?
I mean, not only.
By definition, it's embarrassing.
Not only embarrassing, but it's damaging. Like, ew. Like.
Yo.
I don't know.
Let me tell you.
The cost per visit for services.
Uh-huh.
I know this is, you're going to get a kick out of this. Speaking of frugality.
$59 for a half hour.
Boy,
and $79 for an hour. So the old dudes is coming up there. Yeah, here go $200. Let me get it.
Basically, he was Chris Rock.
Keep the change.
Basically, he was Chris Rock, and I'm going to get you sucker. Fuck the cup, pour the hand for a dime. What in the world?
Terrible.
Yo, he's got billions of dollars. He could have bought the strip mall. Listen, when anything that you can buy, you really shouldn't partake in illegal activities in said venue.
Why is he getting $80 blowjobs? Like, come on, Rob. You're better than this.
$80. Yo, that's a cheap motherfucker there, man.
What?
$80.
Anyway,
Off camera, we'll talk about this a little more, but
no,
$80.
Put it on camera, brother.
No, I can't. I'll get divorced.
All right. The state's attorney sent a warrant to his home.
It costs a lot more than $80 for my house. I can check that.
Stupid. With reason.
Oh, that was gangster.
But you anyway.
Yo, that was good. Oh, you have problems.
Why is he making me lose my train?
Oh, man, you're funny, man. You're funny.
But anyway, the state's attorney sent a warrant to his house in Massachusetts, and they charged him with a misdemeanor, and he will appear in court. And, I mean, we laughing and we joking, but we still have to acknowledge these poor freaking women.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, y'all.
Even if
they're
they were
victims
here,
of human trafficking.
Yeah, even if they were here legally and got $10,000, Robert Kraft, having to do Robert Kraft, these poor fucking women, I would think. But now listen, this is what I'm going to go out on a limb and say.
All right, here we go.
So far, I made a prediction that R. Kelly might get off. The second thing.
We could put a wager on that.
This was in Jupiter, Florida. Mm-hmm. This might not be the last person that they catch. It might not be the only person they have paperwork on. Because that town, like you said, is really... Tiger Woods is a resident pervert. He had to be there 6-7 times a week, I would think.
Right.
He lives right there.
Yeah, they got some big wigs going up in there.
I would be surprised if he's the last name that comes out of this little massage.
Oh, no, they got a lot of people.
I bet you.
They got
a lot of
people.
And you know, Tiger was cheap anyway. He was knocking down like Cracker Barrel waitresses, wasn't he? So this is right up his alley, $79. He was banging like Cracker Barrel and Denny's waitresses. Like, that's who he was picking up and taking out and banging. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't be surprised. Yo, I guess, do they not know the value of a dollar? Do they not know the difference between $79 and $790 or
$790? Who's they?
Like these rich guys. Oh. Do they not even know? Like.
Oh, because the women don't know the value of that.
No, but the guys, it's like, are they so detached that they don't understand? You know, that you could fly to Vegas and for $3,000 and have as many Asians as you want? Or
so freaking sad.
I don't get it. I don't get the cheap aspect of it to me. I just don't get it. And why not? Well, you know, maybe this doesn't give a fuck anymore.
Huh?
He's old. Maybe he doesn't give a fuck anymore. Maybe he's old. His wife passed away. He doesn't care. He's going to take care of himself however he has to do it.
But you don't got to take care of yourself like this.
Apparently he did. And that's what he did.
I don't know. I just thought he was smarter than this.
You know, some people, some of the smartest people, common sense is not given to everybody. Business sense is not given to everybody. Book sense is not given to everybody. He just may be just completely naive.
Well, my grandmother used to say, everybody was born with common sense, but God didn't teach you how to use it.
Yeah, exactly right.
Well, listen.
I feel sorry for his kids.
You know what else I was thinking? Maybe that's when he had a little issue with Trump, because he was trying to prevent these immigrants. He's probably like, you're messing up the whole operation here.
And I'm hoping Trump's on the list. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping he was there too. That's what I'm hoping. When I say a bigger name, that's a name I want to hear. Mm-hmm. That's a name I want to see his ass. Because there's videos of him in Russia or some goddamn where. You know
that. Oh, that's a death.
And he said, they say that's what the Russians have on him. Mm-hmm. That they have videos of him banging chicks like that. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason that he you know, he and Putin or whatever, he makes sure everything goes fine. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
that was all speculation, by the way. If the Secret Service comes, I'm telling them to go to your house.
You're stupid. Well, it's been, like I said, 8-9 month investigation, and in total, they identified more than 100 men. And in the report, they all list them as Man One,
Jane,
Man
John Doe, Year John. Two. Yeah. They'll start releasing those names soon.
I mean, he's not going to get any.
I hope one
time.
Of them lives at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Is all I have to say. How great would that be?
What do you think his punishment will be? Slap on the wrist?
I think he's going to get a bigger punishment from the NFL than he is from the prosecutors.
A holding penalty?
That's funny. That's my illegal procedure.
Oh, my God. I don't know how they put me with this man.
Yo. $79, dude. That's the one you got to ask about.
$79.
Yo.
That's your punk ass friends.
No, it's not.
Well, Offset released an album. Does anybody care?
I'm going to go out on a
listen,
limb.
Listen, I'm going to tell you this. I gave it a listen.
You have way too much time on your hands.
Oh, it was a long drive to Wappinger.
You listened to them.
He was so heated.
You had to listen.
He was so heated.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that it's not as good as Illmatic.
That's a pretty.
Am I guessing? Am I off? Am I off or am I close?
Yo, you know what? I'm gonna just say this, and we could just keep it moving. The name of the album is called Father of Four. This is just not my type of music.
No,
this is not my type of music. Drop down. All of this auto tune and all of this. Rah, my bitch did this. Shut the fuck up.
What the kids like? It's what the kids like.
Doesn't make it right. Doesn't make it good.
And it slid. It really has slid. But you know, somebody said recently that when the previous generation makes drug dealer music, that the next one has to make drug addict music.
They go hand in hand?
It's just a natural progression. If you talk about selling drugs for 10 years, the next 10 years is going to be, or the next, you know, 18 years after that is going to be, right. Oh, they're drug addicts now. And, you know, you can't be surprised by that.
Listen,
if you shoot at something, it dies.
If it's your type of music, in the words of Master Ace, go work yourself up into a lather. Okay?
Into a just lather. No, but I mean.
So he got Cardi on the album. He got Travis Scott.
They're back together, right?
Uh-huh. They got J. Cole. They got 21 Savage. And
she put up a very nice motherly tweet the other day, by the way. I don't know if you saw it.
What, twerking?
No. She tweeted out, the last time I didn't swallow one, I got pregnant.
So that was nice. It was very saddening, actually.
That was nice. Poor kid.
Keep culture in our prayers.
Yeah.
So are we going to get into Jordan Woods and Tristan Thompson, sir?
Tristan really, really, really upgraded. I've got to tell you.
She's a pretty girl.
He came off.
She's a pretty girl.
He came off.
Now, the surprise isn't that he cheated, because we already know that he cheated. I mean, that he's a cheater, rather.
Oh, the sleazality of her is the surprise. Jordan. Living in their friends, living with their...
Okay, now that's what I wanted to talk to you about. What's so sleazy about it? She doesn't owe nothing to Khloé. Kylie is her friend.
Yeah, that's grimy. That's grimy.
Listen.
Basically, what it says, what it screams to me...
Who's grimy? Who's grimy?
Uh-huh.
Jordan or Kylie?
Jordan don't have
no... allegiance, no nothing.
Nah, that's foul.
To Khloé.
You can't have that. I'm going to tell you something.
I'm going to tell you how I read it. All siblings ain't close. That's number one.
I'm going to tell you how I read it. basically, she was there to fuck Travis. Travis didn't give her any, so she found somebody else.
Well, you know,
that's my opinion.
Yeah, but, well, that's what people do.
She was going to snake hair first. And when Travis wasn't going for it, she found somebody else who was.
Isn't that what Kim tried to do? She tried to get what she thought was the best rapper of all time, which was Jay-Z, and that didn't work. So I'll go with Kanye.
If Kim is our role model.
You're the second best.
If Kim is our role model right now for morality, we're in trouble. Because and I'm telling you, that was slimy too. But yo, I think no, Jordan, you can't live with your friend's sister. And you know, you can't
live with your friend's sister.
And then fuck her husband. You can't.
You can't live with your friend's sister. She didn't live with Khloé.
No, you can't. You can't live with your friend and then fuck her sister's husband. You can't.
They're not married. Are they married?
No, not the point. Baby daddy. You can't do that. That's grimy. However, how about this?
I got one better for you.
Yes.
That's grimy. A baby, a ring, a threesome. None of them is going to keep you a nigga. How about that?
I agree.
So, Khloé, he ain't want you no way. He did not want you.
Well, if OJ was your father, you wouldn't want him either.
Stupid
idiot. The guy's going to cut your head off eventually.
I'm not saying what Jordan did was right, but I've just been getting so mad that when these things happen, we are always trying to be mad at that person. We're not mad at that person. We're supposed to be mad at Tristan. You forgot? Now we all mad at Jordan. Jordan was just sitting up here and had a little lap dance and was like, hey, you know, I'm just having fun. I don't owe Khloé nothing. Tristan owe Khloé something. Tristan should not have been had everybody come into the house and say, everybody drop your phones.
I'm going to quote.
Because I'm about to slob Jordan down right
now. I'm going to quote loose ends right now. A man's going to do what a man's got to do.
Right. So why are we blaming Jordan?
Because Jordan was the receptacle. Jordan was the receptacle.
Jordan ain't no different than nobody else. She just so happened to be Kylie's best friend. By the way, for all who don't know and think that Jordan is just Kylie's just friend, she's more than a friend. She's freaking Stormy's nanny.
That's what I'm saying.
She's like the freaking Kato. Like, she lives in the guest house.
Not a good deal. Yo,
you know what I'm saying?
Grimy. It was grimy of Tristan and grimy of Jordan, but Jordan really was the receptacle. She's the one who accepted this. I'm telling you. Somebody said that Jordan isn't being quiet.
I don't understand why you're not mad at Tristan.
I am. But we all know that he's his dog anyway.
Right.
We know that already. He got caught motorboating in a fucking club when she was like...
Motorboating?
Yeah, with the titties, remember? But listen now. This is the thing to me.
Yes, sir.
And I sit here and I'm like, if that's your meal ticket, and you got kicked out of the house, then obviously it was the wrong thing to do.
Well, can I keep it all the way funky with you?
Yes.
Kylie's still taking care of her friend.
You know, somebody put that she's not being quiet. Jordan's not being quiet. Kylie took her cell phone away. I thought that was a funny post. I thought that was pretty good.
Well, she did an appearance like right after.
Right.
Because, you know,
for eyelashes or something.
She has
an
eyelash line.
Yeah.
Of course, because, you know, her best friend is part of the cosmetics.
Her business partner.
Correct.
Yeah. Fucked her sister. Fucked her sister. That's foul business. That's foul business, Shay.
It is foul business, but I just don't understand.
Shay, I'm going to tell you.
With all the anger to her.
If you had a girl.
Kylie has been witnessing. You think that was the first time Kylie knew about it? Kylie knew all about it. Let me tell you something. There's nothing my best friend don't know what I do. There's nothing.
I'm going to tell you that's where the line gets broken. You're not going to say, hey, I just fucked your sister's husband. I'm telling you that's where the trust got broken.
You know what Kylie did? Kylie said... So, Jordy, check this out. You know you got to pack your shit up and leave, right? All right. Get your shit out. Go. Don't worry about it. Go to the nearest freaking Sheridan. Go to the nearest Sheridan. Don't worry. I'll cover it for a couple of months or whatever until this shit cools down. I got you. Don't worry about it. You know I don't really fuck with Khloé like that no way, so it don't matter.
But
you
got to
do this. You have to do this because people is watching. And not for nothing. Like, my mom is really on it because, you know, we trying to do... these next episodes are keeping up with the Kardashian too, so just go with the flow and you don't got to worry about nothing.
I'm going to tell you
that's
something.
That's exactly what Clyde
I'm going to tell you what would happen. If we're going to use people that we know, we're going to say that you had somebody come stay with you. Mm-hmm. Okay? And they slept with your hypothetical sister's man. Your sister called you up crying. You're going to beat that girl's
Can
ass.
I have names? I need hypothetical names.
You don't have a
names.
Sister.
Okay, well,
what are we gonna name it?
Well, use somebody else. Use Pam or use...
Pam don't have a sister either.
No, it's hypothetical, fuckface. Hypothetical. It was, I don't know about sister, friend, whatever. Just give me names. Okay, let's say Pam is my sister.
Right.
Okay, go.
And you have a friend living here.
Okay, Catherine.
Right.
Okay.
And she decides that she wants to have an affair with me.
That's not going to happen.
But this is what happened, is what I'm telling you. But you're going to punch Catherine in the face.
But here's the thing.
You're going to be just as mad at her? I just don't see you forgiving.
Listen, I totally understand your point, but you have to understand something also. Just because somebody is your sibling, that doesn't mean that they rock like that. Doesn't mean that. We could have a... Listen, you're thinking that in the perfect world, everybody gets along with their sibling.
I'm not thinking that.
All I'm saying is that there's actually some siblings that truly just don't give a fuck. We consider friends closer than we do our siblings.
But the optics of this is not cool. It's not cool. You can't... Yo, she was coming after... If you ask me, Travis just didn't bite.
I get it. But all I'm saying...
That's my opinion.
We have to be realistic about the situation. You know that when Jussie wrote that check in the memo where it said personal trainer, that's not what that was for?
Right.
At some particular point, common sense has to come into play. Maybe, just maybe, Kylie just don't give a fuck.
Maybe.
It's very possible. All I'm saying is that, listen, I'm not saying Jordan is not wrong. She's very wrong. But let's not lose that anger, that energy.
No, Tristan. But he's no damn good anyway.
Right. Exactly.
We know listen, that. Listen, she should have never taken it back in the first place.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say. You put in mad work. You was messing with Matt Kemp. You was messing with French Montana. You was messing with Lamar Odom. You was messing with Terrence J. You was messing with Derek Ward. You was messing with...
We only have an hour.
You was working on that brown baby. You got the brown baby. The baby is gorgeous.
Yeah, the kids are all...
Live your life, booby. It's not that serious. And not for nothing, Lamar's already shooting his shot trying to get back with it. I ain't mad at you, Lamar. Go get your wife.
Oh, boy.
Listen, out of all of the names that I just named, you have to be honest. Lamar's really the only one who ever loved her. Come on, y'all. Let's be real.
Hard to tell.
Listen.
He loved a lot of things.
Did you see Mary do an interview recently?
No.
Can I talk about
Mary's looking good lately.
He said no.
You know who else is looking... Listen, Mary's looking... You know who else is looking good? Remy Ma. Have you seen her lately?
Yes.
Remy Ma's looking pretty good,
Take
man.
It easy, Playboy.
I'm just saying. She looks pretty good, man.
Take it easy. All I just wanted to say is that Mary did an interview recently, and they was asking her about her love life, and she said that how she's going to move forward from now on is that any man that she's with has to have more money than her.
That's pretty smart.
She's not doing this anymore because...
Kendu made that actually pretty easy because he didn't leave her with much.
I was just telling you earlier. Let me tell you something. That $30,000 a month in alimony, ooh, that be hurting. That subtract.
Yeah.
Every single month. And keep in mind, they've been divorced since last spring.
Yeah.
So we talking about a full year of 30 minus 30.
It's still probably cheaper for her. It's still cheaper to have him support that dude and having him around every day. He spent $30,000 a week, I'm sure. $30,000, it's cheaper for her that way. Probably best money she ever spent.
Before we roll out, I do want to just offer condolences to T.I.'s older sister. She passed away at age 66. It was just very, very sad.
She was in a car accident, right?
Yeah, she was in a serious car
66?
Accident.
66?
Mm-hmm.
How old is T.I.?
I don't know, 40-something? They said that she hit a pole after she suffered a heart attack and an asthma attack.
Jesus.
She was taken to the hospital. She was in ICU for, I guess, about a week, and she wasn't breathing on her own, and the family decided that they was going to make the best decision. So people might have known her from episodes of T.I. and Tiny. And then, we got to know her by being on the show. Her name was Precious, and Precious Harrison. Just very, very sad. So heartfelt condolences to them. She had 3 kids, by the way. So it's that time. It's about to come to a close.
Yes. Fast hour.
Are we already here? It's 11:59?
Yeah, fast hour.
I had a good time today.
Yeah, lots of good arguments.
I gotta take my Norvass, because with you,
It might have been, yeah. Might be me. I don't know.
Lachey Show, you know where we at every single Sunday, y'all. We right here in the basement, the orange one to be exact.
Yes.
11 a.m. Eastern on Periscope. We're on Master Ace's Facebook Live. We are also on Mixcloud. We're on iTunes. We're on Who Mag Multimedia. If you missed the audio, because I know you love to watch. You know, we these people are, they are watching type. They yes. like to see things. You yeah. know what I'm saying?
I look good.
But if you're unable to watch, you already know that you can catch the audio every following Tuesday at BrooklynRadio.com. So listen to that audio on that them long drives you be having, especially yeah. when you go to Wappinger Falls. Yes. See y'all next Sunday, y'all.
Peace.
Lachey Show.
Lachey Show.